Hey there. Are you ready for unconditional love and inner joy? It's a super powerful level of consciousness. And that's today's topic on your weekly dose of higher consciousness. Hi, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host, and welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on my podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. And on the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I support this intention by putting into context power and truth and what that really means based on consciousness research by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and the Map of Consciousness, which is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. So every month, well, I've tried to do it every month. I've got interrupted. I took, you know, little breaks here and there. I like to hit on major levels of consciousness from the Map of Consciousness, so I can help explain the levels and really put into context how powerful higher levels of consciousness can be relative to the rest of the world and what most of us experience on a daily basis. So if you're new to the Map of Consciousness, let me show you the book that I recommend. Even though Dr. Hawkins' original book is called Power versus Force, this one is was created because it's a lot easier to comprehend and kind of get. So I highly recommend the Map of Consciousness Explained. So I'm going to show you the Map of Consciousness. I'm going to just show you, come out of the book of slides, there's a nice big version of it that I'm showing to those of you who are watching on the video. You guys that are listening in aren't seeing this. But the Map of Consciousness has six columns to it. So I'm going to just go into what each of the columns is at this level of consciousness. And we're going up the map. Last time I did this, we did the consciousness level of 500 on the map, which is the level of love, which is the gateway to the spiritual domain. And Dr. Hawkins has kind of said that it's a gateway in that you're going from the linear mind, and you're breaking through the truth into the spiritual dimension, which is of significantly higher power and truth than the mind. And remember, genius level people like Albert Einstein, Sigmund Freud, calibrated at 499 on the Map of Consciousness. And to break through into the 500s is a gateway, because people are so enamored with the mind and science that they think that's the ultimate truth, which it's not even close to being the ultimate truth, which is helpful to know that there's way more to understand. What was it that Shakespeare said? There's way more in heaven and earth. I forget what the quote is, but you know where I'm headed, than what the mind thinks and what humans perceive. So last time I did this is the consciousness of love at 500. And today we're doing the consciousness level of inner joy and unconditional love, which calibrates at 540 on the Map of Consciousness, which again, it's a quantum leap up from love consciousness at 500. So 10 to the 500th power versus 10 to the 540th power is quantum in nature. And if you know your logs or logarithms, how they work, it's just like huge. Let's just imagine multiplying 10 times 10 times 10 times 10, 500 times, and then doing it again 40 more times. It's huge. So to put it into context, 85% of the planet calibrates below 200. It's a pretty low, but 15% of the planet calibrates above 200 and offsets the negativity of the planet, which is huge. So to decide to be of higher consciousness is significant, and that you are choosing to offset the negativity of the planet just by being who you are and choosing to live a conscious life. Now, 15% of the planet lives above 200. And those people that live at 540 or above, which is what the level of consciousness we're talking about today, is only 0.4%. And I think I recall the percentage of people that live at 500 or above would be like 4%. So when you get to 540, it's only 0.4%. And when you get up to 600, at last count, there was like anywhere from 12 to 22 people in the last two decades that lived above 600, which is the level of enlightenment. So you'd think that unconditional love and joy would be, oh yeah, I've experienced that. I can attest that, and I always say this, when I hit the consciousness level of 540 and above, I was not in Kansas anymore. So what do I mean like by that? Well, I had what's known, what I knew at the time was a quantum spiritual awakening. And when I had it, I had been in grief and loss for, 5 months, I'd say. I was in grief or loss because my marriage was going to end and I couldn't get over the grief and loss of it all. So I was like crying constantly all day, every day for 5 months. Poor me. So it's interesting that I leaped from that into what's known as unconditional love and inner joy. And I didn't know it at the time. I just knew it when I felt it. I'm like, oh my God, why? I'm like, it's like this burst of joy. Like you can't even imagine when you step into this level of consciousness. And as you go up into the high 500s, which I've been in that realm, it turns into ecstasy. And I've met some spiritual aspirants and meditators that, you know, they always talk about, what's it called? Like bliss, states of bliss. I'm like, this ain't no bliss, honey. This is God intoxicated ecstasy, a whole other experience, let me tell you. So highly recommend stepping into inner joy and unconditional love. However, there are blocks to that likely in your energy field. And you certainly do not want to force the experience. And Dr. Hawkins will say the same thing. But before I get into that story about why you don't want to force inner joy and unconditional love, let's talk about the level of consciousness known as joy. So there's six columns. The first column is what's the level called? So this one is called joy. The log is the calibration of it. It's a log 10 of 540. So 10 to the 540th power. That's column number two. The first column is called the process. So the process going on at this level is called transfiguration. And transfiguration is, let me just look on the dictionary and tell you what how it's defined. Because I had to look up this word for someone else. I did a interview with who was talking about transfiguration. And when you get up into these different levels of consciousness, you'll recognize the energy of these things. So last time when I spoke about the level of love, the process was revelation. And it's like literally, you receive these revelations of higher consciousness that are almost overwhelming. And they come like, holy crow, you don't know what to do with them. So transfiguration is the quantum leap above revelation. It's even more significant. So here's what transfiguration is. Funny. Definition B is an exalting, glorifying, or spiritual change. Holy crow. I'd say that's the accurate statement for coming into this suddenly. So that's what transfiguration is. It's a process going on in consciousness. When you get to this level, you're going to feel this spiritual change, essentially. And this inner joy is like exalting. What was the other word they used here? Glorifying. Like, it's like glory be to God when you feel inner joy at this level. It's huge. So, and then there's emotion going on at this level called serenity, which I can't say there was so much ecstasy. I couldn't identify serenity, but that I must have had different level. You know, I was into levels higher than 540. So that's kind of where I think I was coming up into the presence of God intoxicated ecstasy. So the emotion going on here is apparently serenity. And then there is something called self-view. And this is really interesting to understand. As your consciousness, you raise your level of consciousness on any topic. It's good to understand that, to take a look at this, your self-view. How do you view yourself? How do you perceive yourself? And I did an entire video just on self-perception, because if you're perceiving yourself from a lower level of consciousness, it could be all unconscious. And it's good to bring it into light. It's like, okay, I don't really feel this way about myself. You know, I could change my level of consciousness about myself just by bringing it into awareness to see what shows up. And so your self-view at this level is complete, which is pretty awesome. But it takes a lot of inner work to remove the blocks to get this high on a pure level. It's not to say that you can't come into this level of consciousness on a particular topic where there's not a lot of resistance in your life. And Dr. Hawkins tells a story about this gentleman who wanted to dance, but he felt so awkward dancing. He'd never do it. He'd never do it. He keeps saying, no, I'm not going to dance. And then one day he finally started to dance and he came into this level of consciousness while dancing. And it's truly heaven on earth, amazing grace to experience spirit come through and express itself through dance, as an example, and to feel it's glorifying and exalting. This is what he experienced and even described it. So you don't have to come into it on a, like, it's rare to be at a solid level of consciousness. Like, you're a mixed bag. So there's opportunity to come into this, and probably it would just come suddenly. And then you'd be like, oh my God, now I know what Liz is talking about. This is inner joy. Holy crow. Inner joy is holy crow, heaven on earth. You're like, it's amazing grace. So that's the self view is complete. There's no more disparaging of yourself. You're at peace with the world. You're serene is likely. You're feeling like, oh, you don't need to do or be or change or anything needs to happen because you're present moment living and beyond at this level. You're enjoying all that there is and seeing the inner beauty of stuff kind of radiate back out at you. So that's the self view. And the God view is one. And the God view at the level of consciousness of love is loving, which makes sense. But the God view at the level of consciousness of joy is one or oneness. And I have to share this experience I've had two, if not three times, which is really interesting. That if you're a spiritual aspirant, you've likely heard the term, we are one, we're all one, or the term oneness. And I read this book called Oneness, which really was helpful to me. And who was that? I can't remember. What was that woman's name who wrote it? Anyway, I think it was Rasha. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. And I will look it up, because now that I mentioned it, you're going to want to know. I'll go to Amazon and see what it is, because it was really helpful to read the book Oneness. Rasha, it is Rasha. So Oneness by Rasha, The Teachings of Rasha. Love that book. It sat by my table side for a long time because I was, you know, dealing with the aftermath of a quantum spiritual awakening, because it's this giant swinging consciousness, like a huge roller coaster ride that you got to recover from. It's kind of devastating. So the God view is one, and the story I wanted to share is, so you'll experience oneness, or you may. And I had the experience of oneness, the energy of it, or the consciousness of it, felt like it kind of burst into existence in every cell of my body. Like I felt this incredible burst of oneness energy, which is like orgasmic. It's beyond orgasmic because it's of the spiritual domain, which is, you know, orgasmic is kind of crude and, you know, but it's not. I mean, it's pretty awesome, but at this level, it's beyond awesome. It's like, holy crow. So I experienced this consciousness of oneness kind of bursting in every cell of my body on two occasions for sure, if not three. So that's the energy that's going on there, and understanding that we're all the same one, which you're going to feel it, but you're not going to necessarily know it to get into the 600s. That's where enlightenment occurs. And enlightenment in the 600s is when you become aware that God is present within you, and God is present within every pair of eyes you look back out at, animal, you know, flora, fauna, human, animal, whatever. God is present everywhere. So the same juice that's running through you and me is all the same, essentially. And if you listen to Dr. Hawkins talk about his experiences of enlightenment, he talks about how he'd walk into walls because he'd forget he had a body. Like the body will carry on regardless. The consciousness is present, and the body is kind of like just an afterthought when you get up into these enlightened states, which sounds a little weird and scary if you didn't know any better. And thankfully, you know, Dr. Hawkins has been able to kind of illuminate the path for those of us who are radical spiritual aspirants, like to aspire to be enlightened is a radical pursuit. And I can attest to that. It is radical in nature. I didn't, consciously pursue it at all. I just removed blocks to it rather quickly. And it has to do with, you know, karmic propensity. It has to do with karmic propensity, according to Dr. Hawkins' research. So you have the propensity for stuff, and when the conditions are ripe, things will come into being. So I've been lucky enough to be in the presence of enlightened states, but I was not prepared for it. So that gets back to my story about, you know, you don't want to force yourself into unconditional love and joy. You need to allow it to happen, and you need to understand, you know, take a look at yourself. Where am I at? How do I feel on a daily basis? You know, are you glad? Are you happy? Are you bitter? Are you resentful? Are you fearful? You know, where are you at? And the ego is going to be, if the ego is like running negative programs, the ego is like, yeah, I'll show you. I'm going to jump into joy right now. Dr. Hawkins is like, you don't want to stop saying you're unconditionally loving and joyful if you're running negative programs, because you don't want to force it. And when you, so what happened in my understanding, and Dr. Hawkins' understanding as well, if you make quantum leaps into these high states of awareness. Now, remember, I was in grief and loss, which is 75 on the map for 5 months. I was in grief and loss. And I jumped to 540 and above. That's huge and destabilizing because I had no awareness of higher consciousness at all. And when you start to experience God intoxicated ecstasy, the presence of what I could only describe as God and divinity, you feel inner joy, but I also felt unworthy. And why would I be chosen to experience this? You know, it's this unworthiness comes up, like, why would I, you know? And then fear would set in because of the states are so not of this world. You can become fearful if you've got fear running. So the problem is, I think, that you're in this powerful state of creation. And believe me, if you're a solid 540 on the map, you're a powerful creator. This is how you manifest what you want. Though at this high level, you don't really care about stuff materially because you're too much in joy and stuff doesn't matter unless you're just loving and appreciate things. You unconditionally love and appreciate everything. But you got to understand that if you jump into it, you don't want to leave it because it's beyond this world and God intoxicated ecstasy, you never want it to end. But if fear creeps in and unworthiness creeps in, then you're going to throw yourself back. You're going to be, opening for the opposite to show up, to present itself, to say, hey, you can't be up here and still in fear about this. So it creates this role, you know, this swing in consciousness. And the higher up you get, the greater the swing can be into horrific darkness. And I'm not talking my own darkness. I'm talking about the presence of darkness outside of me. Horrific stuff that calibrated, I had it calibrated for me just so I could put it into context, that the darkness was at negative 285 on the map, which is 10 to the negative 285th power, which is huge. Like it's beyond imagination. It's beyond description how horrific those levels of consciousness are and can be. And they got progressively worse throughout the 10 years that I was 15 years, 10 years I was experiencing these episodes of, you know, high and low swings. So just to put negative 285 into context, Hitler was 40. Hitler was a walk in the park relative to negative 285, just so you know. So anyway, you don't want to force unconditional love and joy. And by saying, I am unconditionally loving and joyful, because the opposite will show up to say, oh yeah, how do you feel about this, Miss Unconditional Loving, Mr. or Mrs. Unconditionally Loving. So you got to kind of unravel the blocks to it and just accept where you are in the process. Accept, you know, to be at 540 on the map of consciousness is a huge contribution to humankind, first of all. You offset the negativity of so many people on the planet. It's kind of huge. It's like, whoa. And the ego's like, oh yeah, I can do that. So anyway, I highly recommend inner joy, removing the blocks to inner joy and unconditional love, but don't force it. So that's today's weekly dose of higher consciousness on the level of consciousness of inner joy and love. And I wanted to share, I always like to share people throughout history that calibrated at this level. So let me share that with you. Okay, so I have a list here out of Dr. Hawkins' book of slides right here, his book of slides. He's got a list of spiritual teachers, and typically people in the 500s are going to be spiritually oriented by nature, because 500 and above is the spiritual domain. They're not caught up in worldly affairs and the stuff of the ego, that's for sure. The ego in the lower mind lives below 200. The lower mind is 200 to 275. But advanced spiritual teachers at 540 and above, let's see who we've got here. Jesus Christ, of course, he was 1,000 on the map, as well as the Buddha, as well as Dr. Hawkins. And that level of consciousness offsets the negativity of a planet. So that's significant. But I'm going to stay in the 500s right now just to find a few. I know I mentioned it last time about the level of consciousness of love. Abraham Lincoln was at 565. That's huge. Saints are at 575. So, and Mother Teresa, she was a mystic which is in the 700s, as well as Mahatma Gandhi was in, I think he was 770. Mother Teresa was 720 or so. I forget. In any event, both of them were above 700, which, again, when you look at the log, 10 to the 700th power, that's a quantum leap above 540. It's huge, really huge. So let me just see what I find here. Names that you would recognize. The Dalai Lama, 570 is the level of consciousness of 575 is a saint. So the Dalai Lama, I know what was the Pope that died before this one? Pope John Paul II. He was a saint, 575. His level of consciousness is huge. And to be in that presence, you want to be in that presence because the presence and the power of that field is quantum in nature, loving, unconditionally loving, accepting, and joyful. Brother Lawrence, I don't know who that is, but he was of high. Martin Luther, 580. I don't know if that's not Martin Luther King. That's Martin Luther. I'm not sure who that is. I really ought to brush up on this stuff before I share it. That's all I'm finding at the moment that you would recognize. Yeah, Pope John Paul II was 570. And people up in the 600s, you would not recognize the names unless you were a spiritual aspirant. And these are the people you want to follow. These, if you want to grow spiritually, you want to follow people that are of higher consciousness, not some ding-dongs that are calibrating below 200, sounding like they know what the hell they're talking about. So you got to be careful who you listen to. If you listen to people that have no integrity, you're gonna go down the rabbit hole of self-destruction with them by listening to them. I'm looking to see if there's any other stuff. Okay, I don't have any other listings here, but anyway, it's good to put these things into context. And the fact that Abraham Lincoln was 565 astounds me. He had to have been the foundation for that level of consciousness was well established for him to be able to run, be the president of the United States during the Civil War. That's pretty huge. So, because when I was at 540 above and I took that leap, I could not have been the president of the United States because I was in la la land of God intoxicated ecstasy. Like you don't want to leave. So that can be the problem when you're at those high levels. There's a downside to it. If you don't have the foundational vibration in place, you know, you don't want to have all these missing blocks, right? And blocks for me were like unworthiness, like who am I to experience the presence of God? You know, that was running through my head. Fear about what I was experiencing at that level. And I have to tell you, when you get up into the 500s, synchronicities come so fast. The higher you go, they come like rapid fire. It's almost disturbing. So that leads to fear because you're like, what's going on here? This is freaky. And I had that experience on numerous occasions where I knew like what's happening. It's happening at the same time. It's that quick. You're that aligned with the present moment kind of and creation. And one story I had is I, at the time during this awakening I was having, I loved watching Friends. And I'd sit down to watch Friends and I knew the next line before it came out of their mouth. And that was disturbing. I'm like, okay, because it was freaky. Let's just put it that way. So when you get up into those high realms, I want to say, it can be scary, but don't be afraid. Dr. Hawkins is like, let go of fear. I've been there. I lived through it. And you can let go of the fear of it all and just know it's just part of the field that you're in. You're in this high energy creation and attractor field of unconditional love and joy. It's like, whoa, a lot can come to you in those experiences. So that's it for the level of consciousness of unconditional love and joy. And then the next one we do next month, I'm thinking we need to go look at the lower levels. I haven't even touched those. I just went out to all the high stuff. And I think we don't need to look at enlightenment right now because it's so rare. And if you are in the pursuit of the radical pursuit of becoming an enlightened being, I highly recommend you listen to Dr. Hawkins directly and you read all his books, because he has paved the way to what to look for in this experience. I too have experienced many things like Dr. Hawkins, but he articulates it far better and understands consciousness far better as he's done the research. He's a clinical psychiatrist. He understands the psyche and all that, you know, humanness, emotions, buried emotions. And he's far more equipped than I, though, you know, having been where he's been, I provide a different perspective. But if your intention is to become an enlightened being, don't mess around with crappy teachers. Go straight to the top. Dr. Hawkins is a modern day Buddha and a modern day Jesus Christ. Puts everything into context. He speaks the truth at the highest levels because that's all he is. Nothing else can come through. He's not even a personality in his awareness anymore. He's simply the conveyor of truth to all of us, as was Buddha and Christ. So that's it for today's weekly dose of higher consciousness on levels of consciousness. And again, next month I'll hit on a level of consciousness. I need to address the lower levels because you need to recognize them and what they are and the progression up, so you understand where you are on the map and how you get yourself out of the lower realms and how dangerous lower realms can be. You need to be aware of what the lowest ones are. By the way, the lowest ones are guilt and shame. And to be tangled up in guilt and shame or projecting guilt and shame on anyone else is a serious spiritual error, really. Anyway, all right. So again, my name is Liz Garcia. If you like what's going on here, you can subscribe to trumpeteroftruthradio.com on the podcast and trumpeteroftruthtv.com on YouTube. Next week is 101 Ways to Happiness, number 23. We're going to talk all about that. And then after that, we've got a great weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.